You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat's daughter, and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Want Institute. We are so fortunate tonight to have myself, Kelly Ward, and Andy Shaw available tonight to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the call back and enter this number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsor, the Want Institute. The Want Institute offers instructions on the principles of communicating with personal integrity to help individuals to achieve goals as well as enrich their personal and professional relationships and to create win-win situations in every one of their day-to-day activities. The Institute was founded to promote and teach these skills and the goal of helping people to live authentic, successful lives using the technique of want training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want information regarding any of the Want Institute services, you can reach me at the office at 949-723-0338, or please feel free to email me at info@drpatallen.com. info@drpatallen.com. I also run a ongoing monthly drop-in ladies groups on Mondays and Thursdays that ladies can pop in for a $10 donation and have questions answered. If you want information about getting a Zoom link, just call me or email me at the office. So tonight we have Kelly Ward and Andy. Are you two available to say hello?
Hello.
That's
Kelly and Andy. Both of them were students of Dr. Pat Allen's. Andy, some of you may have known him. He helped set up the LA and Orange County seminars with me when we had back then when we were conducting them at the Costa Mesa Community Center, the Newport Community Center, and I guess what was it, the Marriott in Culver City, and also the
sure
Westwood. It was the Odyssey Theater. We jumped around a few times. So.
We've got a caller.
I think we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
I do have a question. I haven't been on here for a while, but I got married. I'm Dr. Pat Allen. I'm always doing her work. Sometimes I don't, but it's not a happy marriage. I got married in October. Constantly fighting. The new one this week is, first of all, I moved from my secure little apartment into his home, and he does not make me feel like it's his home. I actually feel like a prisoner in a way. I'm not allowed to put things in different places. I can't decorate. I have no say. So I did say this week, I said, I don't feel like this is my home. He said, that's right. This is my house. And I do. I'm like, it's his way. That's what he said. His way. So, and actually his wife had died 10 years ago and her name is on the lease. So actually his dead wife has more rights than I do. I'm not looking to go on a deed, but I do want to feel like it's my home. So I did talk with him. I'd like to maybe set up some kind of communication thing, and he's reluctant to that. He's very he is the type of person that's his way and no way. So I'm actually in my car talking because he knows everything that's going on in the house. So the only control I have is in my own car.
Okay. Well, did you know this before you got married?
No, I did not.
Did Did you set up some? Did you set up something that you were going to be protected if you got married? Some ladies get prenups so they know that if something happens, they're going to be taken care of.
No, I did not. But I, he did say it's okay for a post-nup, and I have my own money. But the thing is that I.
Let me ask you something. Are you better off with him? And save up your own money and just live in his house and save up your money in case it does go bad?
It is bad already.
Do you want, are you ready to leave?
Well, I'm doing the pluses and negatives this whole month. And it's more negative. So he, he doesn't know I'm doing this.
Well, he doesn't have to know. But how long has this been going on? Because usually you have to give yourself a time limit. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 5 years. You just, you cannot go on.
I don't want 5 years, but he's good for like a few days until he gets what he wants. And then he, you know, I know.
We're talking, Kelly, do you understand her situation? Do you want to jump in what I was trying to tell her?
Yeah. So here's how it goes. Like, we often say, like, take a 30-day calendar and mark each day of whether or not he's 51% valuable or not. And then you give yourself a timeline. Like you say, okay, I'm going to go 30 days on this chart. And if he ends up less than 51% valuable for 28 of the 30 days, then I'm going to make a decision that I'm going to leave. Or you say, I'm going to give this relationship 6 months or I have to go. You have to give yourself a time frame, a line where you say, this is a line in the sand and I'm not going any further than this.
Right.
Yeah, rather than calling and complaining, you have to have an end when you're not going to do it and be ready to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Andy, do you want to jump in on any participant?
Yeah, so how long has it been so far since you've kept track?
Since we've been married?
No, since you've been keeping track of pluses or minuses.
July 24th.
And what day is going to be enough days to determine whether this person is valuable or not?
To the 24th, to August 24th.
So in 9 days, you're going to make a decision, right?
Well, I'm not going to make a hard decision. I'm going to look at it. I'm not going to make a... that's why I'm calling. It's just been not good for the last few months. He's getting more abusive. Doesn't apologize when he says things, cursed at me. It's just ongoing.
So remember that people have a right to be who they are, and you have a right to say this is acceptable or this is not acceptable. Because toleration, remember, is half love and half hate. So if you're going to tolerate, understand that you're only hurting yourself. Is that okay with you?
No, it's not.
Then the options are to accept him as he is and stay, or reject him as he is and go.
Mm-hmm.
What's your choice?
Well, I'm in limbo now, right now. So if he, I'm not looking for a perfect person. I'm not, but I do want to feel like a partner where we're discussing things and.
Well, you have what you have right now, so we're not changing that.
Right now, yeah.
Well, we're only deciding is it worth staying or not? That's your only choice you have.
I don't know. That's the answer I'm giving you. I don't know.
So, you know, everything that's not a yes is a no. Everything that's not a no is a yes. So if you're not decided, he's okay for now.
Okay. And I don't know what's considered 50%. Like, I don't know what's considered 50% that day. Cursing at me, telling me this is not your home. I mean,
then let me help you. If I were to stand in front of you and flip a quarter in front of you and say, heads, you got to stay, tails, you got to go, do you want me to flip the quarter? And I'm saying right now, you, if it goes, you got to go pack up and leave right now. Are you willing to do that?
No, I'm not willing to do that. No.
Okay. Then they're at least 50% valuable. That's the decision. So how do you know if they're 51% valuable? On the worst days, when you hate them the most, what's the one reason you keep coming back?
Well, he is good in a lot of ways, but it's just, I don't know. I'm very confused. That's all I have to say.
Well, you know the definition of 50%. So if he's good in one, some ways, what's a good way? What's one way he's good?
He could be very sweet. He could be very generous and caring and kind, but then he becomes the opposite, so, like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, you know?
So the 1% is his generosity. I would say when his generosity is not 1% anymore, he's no longer 51% valuable.
Mm-hmm. I have to agree. And that's, no one can actually tell you. No one can tell you what 51% is for you. It's different for everybody. You know, but right. One of the things Dr. Paddley says is if you don't have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer. So are you at the point of calling the police, a doctor, or a lawyer?
I kind of one of them. I don't want to get too graphic.
Well, maybe you better decide if you want to leave, because it sounds like it's getting you sick.
Yeah.
When you're this upset for a long period of time, your body shuts down and you become sick. So tolerating is, as doctor said, cancer, what does she call it? Creating cancer growing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your body's under too much stress.
Yeah, it's constant. It's like
I know it is. So this is your
last night, and then in the morning he's got an attitude.
Only you can decide. We can't tell you. You're calling for help.
Right.
We're telling you: accept, reject, or tolerate. Keep your calendar,
okay.
And like he said, you have to be ready to leave. We can't. He's not willing to go to counseling. Nobody can change him. He is the way he is. So
yes, if you can ask me, right, what Dr. Pat Allen teaches, you know, a woman wants to be cherished. If you can ask me, am I being cherished? I could say no.
But then that means you will have to leave then if he's not giving you what you want.
No, I'm not. I'm not being cherished.
Then that's a decision. We can't make him cherish you, but you can say, this is no longer working for me. And maybe when you leave, if he wants you back, make an agreement to go to a therapist before you come back.
Right.
Start scoping out attorneys and a place to live. If that's how you have to take care of yourself.
All right.
Call us back and let us know how it goes.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Good luck. Hope you make a decision.
Good luck, Tom.
Okay.
That caller's been on. We got her married. And unfortunately, I remember we got her married, but it's been a battle keeping her married. Well, one thing I would say is when you go in, you have to do that contract negotiation, time, place, time, space, money, and play. I don't believe she did that because he was not willing to come to the table. Oh, we have another caller. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
Oh, yes. I actually had wrote to you guys earlier. during the week, because I wasn't sure if I was actually going to be able to call in. I'm a Dr. Pat Allen's girl. I've been trying to, I was masculine, or very, I still am. And that's kind of where my problems are. I'm still kind of masculine. I'm also going to talk with Patricia Elkridge about my life script. And so we're really not kind of venturing into some of the probably like behaviors or issues I need to try to work through. So while we're doing this, I don't get upset. So I feel kind of, I kind of feel like I don't know where to go because I am being very masculine, and I catch it now after she said that. She's like, you're being really masculine. I'm like, oh.
So
you,
what?
You kind of don't think you are.
You've got three of us here. What's your question? And then you'll get it.
So my, I know, right? I didn't even say. Okay, so I think this would be, he procrastinates. So he doesn't keep or make his promises, but maybe he doesn't even make the promise. So let's say, for example, I wanted to get something in the house cleaned up. Like we throw all our stuff on our table. So I asked, what can we do to, you know, organize this better? Because when the house is not organized, I stress and I get upset. So what can we do? And then it gets left. Like, I don't know. And so I might make suggestions. And I don't know. And he'll always say like the negative things about, well, if we do this, it'll happen this, if we do that, you know, and then there's never a solution. We don't come to a conclusion.
How about if we have Andy, a man's point of view, answer that?
Yay.
Okay.
Well, remember what you do, if you're not specific, you don't have an answer. You don't have a conclusion.
Okay.
So if you're leaving the conversation with non-specificity, you're leaving it in the open. So if you don't have a date or time or action, you've got nothing.
So like so what I you? Say, uh-huh.
Go ahead.
So in this instance, if I wanted to, let's say, purchase something to make the house more organized. I want, so that's making me masculine. So how would I make it to where I'm feminine? I'm asking his opinion and then set a time like, how about we revisit this in about a week or a month or?
Well, there's a non-specificity in about a week and about a month. In about a month, that's between 2 and 6 weeks.
Got it.
About a week is 39 days.
A specific day.
Let's talk about this Saturday at 2 p.m. Have your notepad ready. I'm like, okay, I'll be there.
Okay.
That is a more exciting statement than about anything.
But that's not making me more masculine?
Well, you can always... So there's nothing wrong with you being masculine if you make an appointment.
Okay.
Like, I have a thought, I have a thing... You know, there's, have you read the back of the communication manual?
It was so long ago, I kind of forgot. So this is why I think I'm calling like, oh, I need to revisit everything.
If you have a copy. Sorry, I'm walking in my garage, getting it so I can pull it back out.
No.
Is this
something newer? Because I think I heard them talking about that, like the communication manual, and I might have even saw it online, download. Is that something new? Newer?
It's been, no. She's had it for years and years. It's part of the want training tool.
Okay. Then I just have to look for it.
We don't have to do anything. So that's for one, right? But I'll believe you if you want to, because have to makes, you know, for a stressful moment. But there is, it's under Amigo Talk, it's page 22. It's called Switching Roles. And for the yin, right lobe, cherished one, it says get permission to want, teach, preach, question about whatever. And then ask the question, when is it convenient to hear me out today? Then you can go into your masculine role once he answers. If he doesn't answer, he's not giving you permission to be masculine. Then that's a whole separate question about the relationship as a whole. Okay. So I would start there. Let me repeat it. Get permission to want, teach, preach, question about your topic. And then when is it convenient to hear me out today? Now, if you want to be the yang person and he's the feminine, get permission to criticize, complain, be negative about your topic. And then when is it comfortable to hear me out today? And I recommend that you try both ways, not at the same time, but try it later. And this might help you judge whether your man is masculine or feminine. And you might want to change or alter your communication styles based on the reality of the situation.
Okay.
And then work on where each of you wants to be for the long run.
This is recorded, so you can listen to the archive to get all the information again.
Yes, I will definitely be listening again. It'll be painful to hear me, but...
Yeah, so like I would definitely pull up the Amigo talk.
Okay, yeah, I haven't... It was so long ago, and I had all the videos, and I would listen all the time, but you never know, unless you're being coached correctly, if you're doing it exactly correctly. And I would kind of ask for permission, and I say kind of, I'd say, I want to ask you something. I think that would make our relationship do better. And he would sometimes kind of like, he's okay with me saying something like that. But if I say, well, can I guess maybe it sounds more masculine if I say something like, can I talk with you or discuss with you something? And he'll kind of like roll his eyes sometimes like, oh, like this kind of talk, if that makes sense. You know, like, oh, therapy talk.
Yeah, it makes sense. The only question really is, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, and I'm trying to use communication tools, and I'm not sure if I'm using them correctly. So now I'm just kind of shut down. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to say anything wrong and get them upset.
Yeah, and that starts a whole different kind of conversation on the relationship you're in.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, my main point when I first called up Patricia and wrote this letter was kind of more like, I just don't get answers. Like I said, okay, we want to fix up the house. I asked him, what do you want to fix first? He said the windows. And now it's been 7 months and no windows. And I'll ask him, oh, well, I've looked at it. I've talked about it. I've researched it and it's going and going. So I should have set a timeline, maybe very specifically about when we wanted the windows done or.
So they're in getting to I do. I know you're already at I do, but I just want to bring it to your attention.
Yes, but it's never bad to go backward and read that.
No, chapter 10. 10 Secrets for Getting and Keeping the Right Man. It's page 260. And number 6 talks about set aside 15 minutes a day to talk.
Okay.
And it's an easy book to find. It's just one paragraph.
Yeah. Okay. I probably need to reread and kind of rethink about what those words are saying. Sometimes I think I say it in my head, oh, they say ask for permission, and I'm not really asking permission. I might be telling him, hey, I want to talk to you about this, and not say, when is it convenient? You know, I may not be presenting it correctly.
Yeah. There's also in the Life of Love, has a nice little paragraph, little chapter, 2 pages on Amigo Talk. So you got your resources. You can do it.
All right. Thank you.
Bob, call us back and let us know how it goes.
Yeah, I will. So I'm the one that wrote the letter and I saw
it. I was
going
to read it right here. I was going to read it. We had a caller before. I have it pulled up here, but I'm glad that you called. So it's easier to go one on one, but I did have it to read to everybody here. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like going, I don't know if this makes complete sense because one time I was on and what you think you're saying and what you really kind of blurt out are two different things.
Yeah, you may not see what you're saying, but somebody else hearing it can critique you if you're doing it the correct way. And that's always good, like you said, the coaching.
Yeah. Is, yeah. All right.
Good luck with
thank you.
And yeah. I have drop-in ladies groups. You're welcome to attend.
Yes, yes. I'll definitely be looking into that. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
bye.
You.
Bye.
Thank you.
That was the question. I had that question caller here. Yeah. I'm glad she called in to get it clarified. Boy, Andy, you're very calming and to the point. I must say, I like your answers.
Thank you. I tried. This is what saved my life.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to tell a little bit of the audience about it before we get to the next question?
Yeah, I guess.
Brief. I know you've been before.
Yeah, I found Pat after a friend recommended her to me. I had to ask my girlfriend at the time to marry me. She saw the ring. She walked out. And 6 months after my first asking, I found Pat and wrote down everything she ever wrote down and read in Orange County. At the end of it, I always shook her hand, thanked her for her knowledge. And then by next April, I was in class, the first class, and soaked that all in every second I got and started working on it. And then, you know, you got that, cancer, whatever you're talking about. The cancer makers, the be perfect, try harder, all that.
Oh,
stuff.
Yeah. I forgot what she called it.
I know we're all blanking out. We can look right now.
Try harder. Work easy. Yeah.
So, anyways, I learned, and then you know, with that mindset, it kind of drove me crazy. Oh, the five curses of mankind. They're drivers and they're lowers.
I've got it right here.
With that, it kind of drove me crazy. And then I learned about the 3-year thing where the first year is gathering new information, second year is benefiting from new information, and the third year is discarding old information. So that gave me much more room to grow. And then I learned that you might have 2 or 3 of those things. So I had 9 years now to get better. And I actually went back to that girl several times. But each time I did is with intent. And God, that made all the difference in the world in my emotional stake in the relationship, where I could just take a step back and think about things and had a resource to not go so crazy about things. So Pat Allen saved my emotional butt, man. I owe her forever.
I found the 5 curses of mankind. Curse 1 is be perfect. Curse 2 is try harder. Got 1, get 2. Got 2, get 3. The antidote is know what's enough. The 3rd curse is hurry up. Anybody got to hurry up? Don't work easy. Hurry, hurry, hurry. The antidote is work easy. The 4th is, this is a good one. Churches love this one. Please other people first. The antidote to this is please yourself first. And the 5th curse is be strong. You know what be strong is, unteachable. The antidote to this is to be open. Unteachable people are absolute lost souls. Run away from them. They are so toxic. Demonstrate a life, but don't try to educate them. And I forgot to give the antidote to curse 1, be perfect. I think this is a suicide. If the message is in your head, here's the antidote. Be excellent. So what I get a lot of people is the people pleaser one. Please others first. They always want to take care of other people over and above themselves. That's what I run into with my ladies groups.
Me too. Yeah,
me too. And they wear it like a badge of honor. And I did too.
No, but... And remember the other one? Sometimes you have to cause other people pain to take care of yourself. So some people don't like to cause other people pain, so they cause pain themselves. So sometimes you have to cause other people pain to take care of yourself.
Yeah. That one was freeing, too.
Pardon me? No.
That one was freeing because it gave me permission to be, well, me.
And then another one that I get a lot of people is, you know, other people have a right to be who they are. We get a lot of callers where he's doing this and he's doing that and he won't do that and he won't do that. And they want me to help them get him to do it, but he's okay. It's accept, reject, or tolerate. That goes back to what we talked about on the first one. He has a right to be blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I almost want to bring that into entrepreneurship, like your idea.
Yeah.
In entrepreneurship, they talk about some of these ideas are being as being ugly babies. And sometimes you have an ugly baby of a relationship.
Uh-huh.
This is the baby you have. This is the only baby you have.
Take it back. Yes. You do. That baby, well, but you do have a choice to have that baby, though. See, you know, that's the courting period. Hopefully in that year, you get to know that person to where you can negotiate and find out his flaws and this and that. So.
Yeah. And they can find out yours and, you know, is this going to drive me crazy or is it not? Can I, it's like buying a backpack where you got that zipper that's kind of funky.
Yeah.
That's what I think of when I buy backpacks. I'm like, it's like, this is the relationship I'm going to have for a while. Is this zipper going to drive me mad or not?
Uh-huh.
And if it is, then buy a different backpack.
Yeah. And then during the relationship, people evolve and change. So you always have to go back in and renegotiate your contracts, time, space, money, and play, because everybody's evolving. Things change. And hopefully, you, as Dr. Pat says, you do your thing part and hope to God they do theirs. We have another caller. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
Hi there. Yes, I do. I've been in a relationship for almost 4 years, and we, from the beginning, have spoken marriage and kids, and that's what we both want, and that's probably the biggest anchor that we've had in the relationship that has felt very challenging for me. And I was reflecting on it, and I wanted to get your opinion on it. There almost seems like I have some type of post-traumatic stress disorder from something that feels small, but to my soul, it feels big. And it popped in my head the other day where early on in our relationship, it was probably 3 months in, there'd been an issue, and I knew that he was lying. But he looked me in my eyes and straight in my eyes, and he said, I swear on my son's grave, something like that. That was so penetrating to me, and I knew he was lying. And then eventually it came out, but it was that, it was him, his ability to look me in my eye and swear on something with such conviction that I think it scared me to my core. And throughout our time together, there's been an attempt to repair, but there's something in me that feels like I've never really gotten over it.
Are you engaged? You've been with him for 5 years. Is there a wedding date set, or do you have an engagement ring or a promise ring?
No. And part of it is because I have halted the brakes because I'm trying to figure out if I can trust this relationship.
Kelly or Andy, do you want to take this one? Give her your points of view.
Go ahead, Kelly.
You know, you have a timeline, and
well, I should say to everyone, I feel like I'm at a fork in the road. And that's why I'm, I guess, by speaking to you, trying to get clarity for myself, but also trying to get outside input to this. So, yeah, the time is now to decide, is this the man I'm going to marry, or do we need to go our own separate ways? But I'm concerned about, I don't know if is something wrong with me that I can't get over something that happened so long ago, but it penetrated me in a way that I feel, wow, I really haven't gotten over that. And that was almost over 3 years ago.
Well,
it felt like such a big moment.
I know that, like, Dr. Allen, if somebody cheats on somebody, there is no certain timeline. It's whenever the person is comfortable getting over it. But usually the person that's affected you goes to a therapist to work through that. Otherwise, you'll keep punishing the other party for what they did. You're always sitting in wanting to put you said it hit you. He'll always feel punished, resentment.
I'll tell you an example.
Yes.
Somebody very close to me was married to somebody and they cheated and they went through counseling and everything. And whenever something would happen in the relationship, because she hadn't really forgiven him, it would all come right back up. It would all bubble up. Well, so that went on for 12 years. And you can't punish somebody if you've forgiven them. And you can't say you've forgiven them and expect to be able to pull it out like a ball bat and hit them over the head with it. So if it's something you can't get past, if you've had therapy, if you've, you know, had maybe some talk therapy or something about it and really analyzed it. A couple of other questions Dr. Pat would ask is, are your parents still married? Did your father and mother divorce? Did your father ever cheat? She has those qualifiers because no matter what, no matter how great a family is, there's always baggage around things like that.
And doctor, you know, there's EMDR specialists that can work specifically on that. It's a trauma. You have a trauma.
It is.
Stress. So, you know, rather than spending years with a talk therapist, you might want to check into an EMDR therapist. They do that rapid eye desensitization and they focus right on that trauma.
Okay. And then I wanted to get your guys' opinion on one more thing that was more recent. And I've always felt like there's certain things in a relationship that are below the belt that should never, ever be said. And I won't say the exact thing, but it was something that felt so like, wow, I would never say that to my partner that he said to me in a moment of being angry.
But he has a right to be who he is. You may not like it. And that's when you decide if you want to be with him. To make him wrong his comment is not your job. You evaluate.
Well, I won't say exactly what he said, but it would be something like saying, like, you're such a piece of crap, I would spit on your grave. He didn't say that, but it was in that realm.
He has a right to say that.
And pretty much you're saying you have the right to leave.
Everybody has a right to think, feel, act, and be who they are, whether you think it's, you know, right or wrong. It hurt you.
Sure.
So you can tell them that did not feel good. If you continue, I will leave. Or you can say, you know what? I've heard this enough. I'm leaving. You have to decide if you want to stay with somebody that talks like that, not make him wrong for talking like that. You chose to be with him. So you have to leave the area or tell him, I'm going to take a walk. I'm not accepting this. We can't make him wrong for his behavior.
Got it.
When you say he did this below the belt, he has a right to talk nasty and say belittling things. You don't have to participate.
Yeah, I just never imagined that.
You don't have to participate or be around it. That's your choice. His choice is he wants to speak like that. Your choice is you can leave.
Yeah.
But you can't make him stop.
Do you like to read?
Right. And I'm not trying to. I was just thinking if that's something where I need to leave or I don't know.
Andy was talking. Yeah. Andy, do you have something for? Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like to read books?
Yes.
So there's a series of books that I'm looking at Lie, which is People of the Lie by M. Scott Peck, which might be interesting. And what you're also telling me, or what I'm hearing at least, is basically psychopathic stuff too. And there's a book called The Wisdom of Psychopaths, What Saints, Spies, and Serial Killers Can Teach Us About Success. Or Women Who Love Psychopaths, Inside the Relationship of Inevitable Harm with Psychopaths, Sociopaths, and Narcissists by Sandra L. Brown. And I recommend picking up a book and seeing what people can, if others through science can validate your feelings and give you a likely outcome of what you're facing. Because they're right. You have a choice of what you're going to do. You got a right to say it. From my perspective, it's a risk statement. If he's so willing to lie that easily without any telltale signs, which is psychopathic or sociopathic, and don't believe me, just, you know, verify with people who know this stuff better than I do, that might raise the bar of the risk. That seems like a more moderate or high risk relationship to me, because what else is at play? What else do I have to worry about?
Yeah. And I think that's been part of, like, it's like as our relationship has gone, there's been little things that just keep coming up, and they could be kind of like not a big deal, but it triggers me because, you know, he was at a massage appointment and he accidentally left me a voicemail and there was him and someone talking. And when we got to talking, I was like, oh, who were you with? He's like, I was with nobody. And I was like, oh, who were you with 20 minutes ago? And it was just this thing. And eventually he's like, oh, I was getting a massage. But he felt attacked. He felt like I was getting in his business, and he was lying about something so simple that didn't need it. And so it triggers me and I triggered him. And it's just the cycle that we're in that just doesn't feel good. But
I'd really get a therapist's point of view. Because I think there's a risk problem. There's a trust problem. And Pat likes to say, Dr. Pat Allen likes to say, don't trust anybody. They're, you know, take a risk on them.
Right.
I think you really have to ask
yourself.
Well, I
will check out this book. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. That was great. And read those books. Andy had pinpointed. There might be some underlying psychopath or sociopath type behavior there that you feel, but you're not sure about. So that's, you know, that's for you to investigate.
Trust your senses. Trust your body. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Great calls.
Good luck.
Bye.
We have about 5 more minutes. Great calls today. Everybody's back calling. Thank you. We're going to have Andy rotate in every couple weeks. Kelly's always been here. Kelly, you want to tell us a little bit about what you do with Dr. Pat?
Oh, I am the moderator, or mediator and moderator of Dr. Pat Allen's lady
group.
Keep
him on track.
I try to keep him on track. Sometimes it's like putting 100 kittens into a shoebox. However, we've got some new babies, and we've got some engagements, and we've got some people really, really grasping onto our beloved Chapter 14, time, space, and money in play, and negotiating that. So they're getting closer and closer to I do with those excellent negotiations. And, well, we had one lady who found out that there was no negotiating that, and so she decided to step away. So those things are so important, and we really are focusing recently on the tools. Mm-hmm. The tools are so vital, and, you know, practice makes perfect.
And then I'm offering, there'll be a newsletter coming out in September. It's Dr. Pat's birthday. She'll be 90. I offer a drop-in ladies group, kind of like the radio show here, but I work more one-on-one with the ladies. On Mondays, I have a 4, and then Thursdays, I have a 9 and a 5 after the show. So if you want to get a Zoom link, contact me at the office, and I will put the space in and send you a Zoom link. So you can continue to keep.
And I do groups and privates, and mm-hmm. I'm developing one, a duty dating boot camp.
So with that, Andy, do you want to say anything to the audience before we cut off?
Yeah, if anybody wants to work with me personally.
Oh, Andy's, yes. Please. Andy does privates too. To reach anybody, if you want to have a session with anybody, you can contact me at the WAN Institute, and I forward it to whoever coach you want. Patricia does life scripts. Me, Kelly, and Andy do private sessions. Kelly's starting up a duty dating. I do a drop-in ladies groups to help online dating. And Andy, we could help with the men if there's men out there, and might be beneficial for the ladies to go talk to Andy because he can give them a man's perspective.
Yeah, I'll talk to anybody.
With that, it's like we can all say the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are by the commitments you're willing to make and keep. And we will see you all back next week. Thank you for joining us love tonight. You. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Andy. Bye. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.